Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
For Maureen, for Amy, for Ross, for Lauren, and for that amazingly beautiful little first grandkid of mine, Abigail Grace, who will be 1 year old on December 17th. It makes me happy every single time I see that face. By the way, she's, again, more advanced than all the other grandkids. She's got a new word, which I didn't announce. It's bee-bee-dee-bee-dee-bee-dee-bee-dee. She's apparently scatting.
That's nice.
It's like a jazz thing. She's a tribute to jazz. And to you listeners who have given amazing, amazing support to this show. For Jimmy DeCastro, who came in yesterday and pretended he still worked here. For Todd Manley and the entire staff upstairs, it's great.
Hi, Dave Plyer. It's me, Bill Leff. What am I thankful for? Well, that depends. If you're playing real sappy music under this, then that's what I'm thankful for. Real sappy music. But if you're not playing any sappy music, that's what I'm thankful for. Silence. No sappy music. Oh, and puppies are nice.
It's Rokan of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, and what I'm thankful for this season are the people at WGN, the most amazing staff, the most amazing engineers, the most amazing producers, and the most amazing people who talk to you every day and keep Chicago informed and entertained.
Hey, this is Nick DiGilio, your overnight guy here on WGN, and on this Thanksgiving, I just wanted to say that I am thankful for my great parents, the great relationship I have with them, and this job on WGN, and I'm grateful for my listeners. And for every morning that I get to be on the radio. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody and to all my friends and family and everybody on my show, Dan and Esmeralda and Vic as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Thankful Judy Markey, and I'm thankful for my family and my friends and for Amazon.
This is Kathy O'Malley. I am thankful mostly for people. For people I love, for Judy, for Kristen, just people who care about me and that I care about. Stuff, not so much.
One day delivery.
One. That's good.
Hi, it's Brian Noonan. What am I thankful for? Cold beer and hot women. No, seriously. Of course, I'm thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful that I have a place to live and food to eat. I'm really thankful that I get to work at WGN, a place I grew up admiring. Most of all, I'm thankful for your support through all these years, letting me share my stories and conversations with you. I'm also thankful that this time is almost up so I don't get too weepy. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you later.
Good morning. The Big O Orion checking in here with David Plyer on this Thanksgiving morning. Thankful for the usual things, family and friends and good health. But this year, especially thankful for our WGN family of listeners who for the last 56 years have allowed me to come into their home, their car, their pickup, their livestock barn, their tractors, and their combines to share information every day. For that, I indeed am thankful. And to all of our listeners, happy Thanksgiving Day.
Hi, this is Carl Amari. I'm thankful for my children and my family and friends like Lisa Wolf, and for my listeners and the opportunity to host the WGN Radio Theater on the greatest radio station in the world, WGN.
Hey guys, it's Pete McMurray. Let me tell you what I'm thankful for. I am so thankful to be back at WGN Radio, back with my family. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hi, this is Andrea Darlis. Just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, all of our wonderful listeners, and a special happy and healthy Thanksgiving to my family and friends. God bless everybody. Hope everybody celebrates and has a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
It's Dave Plyer. I'm thankful for my beautiful family, my wife Lori and our three amazing children, loyal friends, a solid business partner with a great team I work with every day, and the true family that exists here at WGN Radio. I love that I get to spend time with our listeners every week, and especially on this Thanksgiving Day.